There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It's always football season. Lombardi was phenomenal Monday. GM Shuffle podcast. Must listen every football fan. Lombardi goes off uncensored on players, teams, coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only is the GM Shuffle awesome, his show is tremendous as well. It's called The Lombardi Line. Longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host Michael Lombardi joins the program now. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time. Let's begin with, it's hot and heavy every single day in the NFL. Yep. So why do you think the immediate reaction yesterday from so many quarterback needy teams across the league when they found out Lamar Jackson was getting the non-exclusive tag from Baltimore? Why do you think their reaction was, nope, we don't want him?
You know, that to me is all, it's all just about lies. I mean, I think you don't want to play your hand. I think that's pretty clear. Now, why you would publicly release that you're not interested? I mean, I didn't see enough of Desmond Ridder. Maybe Arthur Smith did to say, I don't want a guy. Here's the thing that I would, if I'm Ryan Poles sitting in my office and I see Lamar Jackson's out there, I know Matthew Stafford's available. Uh-huh. I know Kirk Cousins, if you made the deal with Minnesota to take them off the hook of Kirk Cousins, you could probably get him too. Like, don't think these guys aren't available. If I had the first pick, I would be worried about a team going to get one of those veteran guys for the cheap as opposed to paying me three number ones to move up here to get an unproven commodity. So, like, I'm going to give up three number ones to move up for, let's say, Richardson, when I could sign Lamar and pay two ones. Does that make any sense?
No. No.
So why would I say no? Why would I, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And the two number ones, you know, you end up getting a player. People confuse this. Lamar Jackson's for two ones, but you get the player. So really, you're only giving up one one. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pick the player anyway. Like, you're not giving up a player. Yeah. You're getting a player back.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was the instant reaction yesterday. But don't you think when these teams get together this week or next week, there's plenty of time here that they're going to actually think about this logically, and then some of their opinions could change and we could hear about, oh, Carolina now, they might have interest in Lamar Jackson, or Atlanta, like you said, could have. Don't you think this could flip here in the upcoming weeks?
I don't know how Carolina could have interest in Deshaun Watson, fly their whole contingent down there, be willing to spend all that money and then say they're not interested in Lamar.
Bingo.
Like, it makes no sense. Like, every team that was interested in Deshaun Watson is interested in Lamar. They're just not going to say it. They don't want to get accused of losing out. Now, here's the issue. Lamar doesn't have an agent, so it's a little bit more of a tough terrain to navigate, right? And I still think the team in play here is Miami. He wants to play in Miami. He's made that abundantly clear to people that I know, that know him, that have talked to him. And, you know, he's from Pompano Beach. He played at Boynton Beach High School. He wants to play in Miami. And I'm sure he would do a discount deal. Now, let's forget about all this love we have for Tua, because you have to be concerned. And Josina Anderson reported the other day about how, you know, there are some teams, you know, that Miami is not completely committed. They're looking for a quarterback, which they should. I mean, how couldn't they? The guy, we don't know if he can stay healthy.
How
you put Lamar on that team?
I'm sorry.
You put Lamar on with that team with Tyreek Hill Waddle and those guys? Oh, my gosh.
How tough is that and convoluted because they don't have a first-round pick this year? Or is there ways around it?
That's the problem. I mean, there's ways around it because you don't – you know, you got to do a deal with Baltimore. What Baltimore's saying by putting that tag on Lamar is they're saying simply this: call us. Call us. We'll answer the phone. They're not saying they're going to trade them. They're saying call us. And then we can work out a deal. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be two number ones. Because at the end of the day, you got to call their bluff. Do they want this guy or do they not want the guy?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the issue. So, you know, if he wants to go to Miami and you offer two number ones, you know, or you offer a one next year and a one, you know, you can make a deal with them. You don't have to follow the protocol of the deal.
Excellent. Excellent answer. What happens with Rodgers now after the Jets met with him and Woody met with him all night?
I think he goes to the Jets. I think that they'll be willing to pay. Look, here's the issue. You know, there's a lot of teams that want him, a lot of teams that want him, but a lot of teams don't want to pay $50 million. A lot of teams don't have $50 million to pay. And so I think that's the bigger issue is how do they handle that? How do you handle the money, and is he willing to do a deal? And if Woody's on that airplane out to California, then you know the Jets are serious. Look, the Jets are desperate. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are desperate to do that. And so, you know, they're going to have to do something. And I think they'll pay whatever it takes for them to get the deal.
Now, will they pay whatever it takes only if Rodgers tells them, I'm willing to give you more than 1 year? Or do they kind of go into this with the unknown because they are so desperate?
Well, here's how it's going to play out. They're going to give up a one. That's going to be the first part. Then there's going to be another trade built into the trade. You know, if he plays another year, you give me a three. If he plays plays more, you're giving me more. It's all predicated on that. You can't predict the future, but you can set it up so that if he plays next year, if he plays 2 years, you owe us a two that year he plays. You set up the deal. That's how Green Bay is going to set up the deal. Green Bay knows they can't ask for three number ones automatically because they're not sure if the guy's going to play or not.
What were you hearing this past weekend on the relationship between Rodgers and Green Bay?
Oh, I think it's over. I think Green Bay's had enough. I think Green Bay wants to get on with Jordan Love. I think it's clear. What I heard over the weekend was Rodgers is playing, obviously. Woody wouldn't be on an airplane flying to see him if he wasn't. Hey, I love how people say, well, he hasn't made his decision yet. Seriously? What are they doing on the airplane? So why would you fly all the way across the country if he hasn't made his decision yet? That's A. And then B, you know, I think ultimately, you know, he wants to play and Green Bay doesn't really want him. They want to get out from the contract. There's a lot of teams in the league that want to get out from their quarterback contract. The Rams, the Vikings,
okay.
They want to get away from the contract. You know, they're begging. I mean, the Rams are begging people to take Stafford. They're begging people to take because they owe him $57 million. There's a report out today he's not healthy. Of course that's right. Of course he's not 100% healthy, but he's going to get that money whether he's healthy or not because those guarantees are for skill and injury.
Can you explain a little bit here what's going on behind the scenes with what you just said, the Rams and Stafford, and kind of like how the Rams would absolutely answer the phone if somebody were to call?
Well, the Rams are actually calling.
Oh, they are calling.
So they're not even answering. They're calling. They're saying, hey, would you do it? They'll pay some of the freight. So he has an option bonus that's worth $26 million. He picks up that option. When you pick up that option, now that guaranteed contract, that his salary is guaranteed the following year. That's $31 million. That's $31 million. So that's $57 million you can't get away from. You cannot get away from that $37 million. It's over.
You're locked into it no matter what.
You're locked into it no matter what. How do you pay that? Now, if you're Carolina, let's play the game. Say you're Carolina and you want to get that deal, then all of a sudden you take the deal and you take the deal and you got a quarterback for 2 years of 57, if that's what you want. But now, can he stay healthy?
That's a big if. Right. You also got into this too Monday. So if I trade for Ramsey, he's going to want a new deal. I have to redo the Ramsey deal too?
You definitely got to redo the Ramsey's not going anywhere without a new deal.
Okay.
None of these players go anywhere without a new deal. They don't want a new. They want a deal. You know, and part of it is even though he's making $17 million, he wants a new contract. So if you're Dallas and you want to trade for him, you got to get the deal done first. Look, the Rams are.
And did we lose him?
Damn.
Aye.
Oh, it's good. Okay, good.
We'll see if we can get him back.
Last question was going to be about Henry. I mean,
I'm right here.
Oh, right there? You're there.
Okay, we lost you. Go ahead. You were talking about Ramsey.
Ramsey, if you don't redo the deal, you're not getting him. He's not going to go. He's not going to show up. You know, he wants to go to certain places, and he's telling people he'll go, but, you know, but that's what happens now. Players this time of the year tell teams what they want to hear, and then they tell them, oh, by the way, you got to redo my deal.
Okay. So is there a chance the Rams could be saying adios to all these guys? Stafford, Ramsey, could Donald be on the move? What about Kupp?
I haven't heard Donald or Kupp. The only two names I've heard are Donald and Kupp.
Okay.
You know, the only two names I've heard are Donald or Kupp.
What's the market for Henry? What could Tennessee get for Henry?
I don't, you know, you got to go committed to, you have to be committed completely committed to that offense. You have to be completely committed to that offense. And I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can do that because I think that's the issue.
Even if a team like the Bengals were to have interest in Henry.
Yeah, I mean, now that could make sense. The Bengals could make sense, but then, you know, the Bengals are an 11 personnel team. They're in one back, three receivers, and that back's got to be in protection. You know, Henry wants to get the ball and be fed the ball 30 times. You think Zach Taylor's calling 30 runs?
No way.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Zach Taylor's playing a video game. He's not calling 30 runs.
Yeah. Excellent job, my friend. Thanks for jumping on. Don't check any bags, by the way.
No, I'm in a car driving across the country. Don't worry, I got you.
Okay, smooth move.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
I could actually relate to the very beginning of the podcast on Monday.
Oh,
he goes, Femi, we're not starting Combine. I got to tell you what happened.
Yes.
So I love traveling observations. I don't consider them complaints. He pointed out that the flight that he was on, the airport lost the entire plane's luggage.
Yeah.
Not his. The entire plane.
Yeah.
Every piece of luggage gone, lost.
It's like an hour. So where's the luggage? It's been an hour. What happened?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
You can't do it. Just get the hell out of there. Oh, it's infuriating. Yep.
Oh, yes.
He'd be good to ask top worst three airports too. Be another one as well.
So how about that? He's adamant about this, right?
Yeah.
Stafford can be had.
Uh-huh.
He brought up Kirk Cousins a couple times. And this is why he's been pointing out now since Monday, Ryan Poles doesn't necessarily have upper hand here. Because he has a number one pick in the draft. These veterans are available. We'll respond to more of what Michael had to say coming up next. And also, we will look at the Jets' schedule next year. Their opponents at home and on the road coming up next here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. we're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness this year for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, we'll get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. You don't want Charleston first round 31 wins. You don't want to see Oral Roberts. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to every bet, every host, the betting guides, and a breakdown of every team, and picks from the godfather, Brett Musburger, as well. Get full access through the end of the tourney. End of the tourney, only $19. VSiN.com/subscribe. Top that one, by the way. Lombardi. They lost everyone's luggage. How about that? How about that nightmare scenario? He actually, come on, United, clean it up. Get your act together. That's a tough one.
I'm telling you, I've said this many times, I'm probably going to die of a heart attack in an airport at some point in my life. But I do have like a new, this situation is closing in fast. Just basically any parking lot in this country, I might die of like an anxiety attack or heart attack or cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
I can't stand how people navigate parking lots.
Yeah.
It gets to me. I can't control it. It's an involuntary reaction that I have.
Anxiety?
Oh my God. People have no idea how to operate around a parking lot. It's the most.
Jared rented a car the week we stayed in Vegas. Worst idea ever. Had an anxiety attack behind the wheel every time. You have to assume everyone's under the influence driving. That's what it feels like.
Well, 24-hour town.
Be careful out there, fellas.
Yeah. So I noticed the Jets at some spots move all the way down to 16-1.
This is going to happen, right?
I think I would put it as a pretty strong percentage of this happening.
They're trying to push him out the door. They want him gone. The Jets are coming in with the plane and Woody.
They gave him permission to speak to other teams.
Yes.
When Woody Johnson hops on an airplane and he spends 11 hours
in LA. He
wants
it in the worst way.
They want it. I think it's going to happen. So I don't know.
Working out the compensation and like Lombardi said, how long are you going to play and a tie to that?
Sure. I'm sure people are betting this across the country, thinking that this is going to happen. But it's also books lowering the number at the same time, thinking the same exact thing, right?
Like, well, they got a good team. Out.
I know.
Yeah, this is a playoff team last year with Mike White.
Yeah, but they're,
if Mike White's the quarterback last year, they're in the playoffs.
They're 16-1 at some books, 20-1 at others. And I think when the team hired Nathaniel Hackett, and then the team basically came out and said, yeah, we want to make something like this happen. They were 45-1. When I heard that comment from the team, I bet them at 45-1 to win the Super Bowl. Now, are they absolutely a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers next year? Because the AFC again is loaded in their own division. We're talking about the Bills, Dolphins, the Patriots.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
he didn't have a good year. Now you could also say it was self-inflicted, because why Green Bay is so mad at him was because you knew Adams was gone. You knew you were going to have new wide receivers and young guys. And you blew off these workouts, and you got off to a slow start, and then whoops, you caught fire late, but it was too late.
Sure. So in the AFC alone, Paulie, should they have lower odds than the following teams? The Chargers, the Ravens, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, the Broncos, and that's pretty much the list. Should they be lower than all of those teams?
Again, they're better than the Dolphins. With Aaron Rodgers.
Quarterback unknown?
Yes. What now, is two is a quarterback?
If two is a quarterback?
Right. But he was good when he was healthy.
Are they better than the Patriots?
Oh, yes.
I would say yes for sure.
Oh, yes.
Are they close to the Bills with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, they split with them. The other game in Buffalo was close.
Here's the thing. If Rodgers is close, not this year.
Remember, Breece Hall got hurt. He was having a great year.
He was probably going to be the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
He was on that path.
And I think they have weapons. We just didn't see enough of Wilson and the other guys because Zach was so bad. And we saw Mike White put up numbers. They were going to beat Minnesota on the road. I know they were Fugazi. But they were going to beat the Vikings on the road. Berrios dropped a fourth down play in the end zone. I mean, it's another game.
Think about their draft last year, right? Hall was probably, again, he was trending upwards to winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. He got hurt. his teammate won Rookie of the Year, Garrett Wilson. They won Defensive Rookie of the Year with Sauce Gardner. Right, so they knocked it out of the park last offseason, had a tremendous draft. They are going to have weapons on this team. Hall's going to come back. Wilson can clearly play. Don't know what else they're going to do in the offseason. Are they close to the Bills? I don't think that that's preposterous.
No, they're...
Because throw away what happened last year with Rodgers for 1 second.
Hold on. Are they better than the Chargers?
Yes.
Because you threw all those numbers at me.
They're better than the Chargers.
All right.
Are they better than the Ravens with Lamar Jackson? I don't know. I don't know if I can get that far. They're really good.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs are still ahead of them for sure. Are they better than Jacksonville?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Jacksonville's loaded next year.
Yeah. Well, you get Ridley back. That's big news.
Yeah, offensively. And how Lawrence played down the stretch this year, you got to love what you saw out of that kid. But I'd say, but don't forget Jacksonville's division. So, but if Rodgers get back to the guy he was over the previous 2 years, and I'm not going to, 3 years ago when he won the MVP, his like touchdown to INT was, what was it, like 47 to 5 or something like that? It was crazy good. And he was amazing. The year after, won it again. If he's close to that guy, then they can win the AFC.
Okay. You also have the chip on the shoulder scenario, right? You come in and you have that. Well, Green Bay didn't want me anymore. Okay. And also, does the New York media get to him? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how he plays out in New York.
That could go one of two ways. I mean, he's a nut. Between this getting excited for the Epstein list and Deshaun Kizer, the first time you ever met him, do your homework and research on 9/11, and who knows what this guy's going to say now. I don't know how this is going to play out.
Well, how it went with the vaccination.
Sure, that too.
How does that play? How does that play out in New York? Because I don't think the media there will probably let that die. Like they'll bring up everything with this guy. You're not in Green Bay, Wisconsin anymore if you go to New York.
All right.
Breaking news here. But look at their opponents next year. So obviously the three teams in the division at home, they also get the Commanders, Eagles, Falcons, Chargers, Chiefs, and Texans at home. Whew. I mean, the two Super Bowl teams and the Chargers on the road, they have to play at Dallas. They're at the Giants. They get the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Browns.
Tough, yeah.
That is not an easy schedule.
Right.
They get the AFC West and the NFC East. Not easy.
But just think at times how bad the quarterback play was, though.
Oh, I know.
And they should have been a playoff team. I mean, they were 7-4. And then you put Wilson and the wheels come off. So
I think there's a chance the defense only gets better.
Sure, absolutely. But and then we'll also see how much talent they have offensively now. With now you're going to Rodgers.
I wonder where the number goes. For those of you thinking of making a bet on the Jets right now, again between like 16 and 20 to 1. And side note, never I got this from a very good sports book operator this past weekend, or an odds maker, longtime guy. He said nobody ever bets the conference. Nobody. He's like, you should look at the conference because, and by the way, sometimes maybe the hold percentage is not as high as it is for the Super Bowl. It probably is, but nobody ever bets the conference numbers. It's always about winning the entire thing. I always look at the conference numbers. But how low do you think this number goes? Like if the news broke today, like right now, Jets are going to get Aaron Rodgers. 20 to 1 is out there right now. Do you think it goes down to 14, 12 to 1?
Probably. Look what happened yesterday.
Happened to the Broncos last year with Russell
Wilson.
That's true.
Well, look, yesterday at Caesars, it was crazy. Every bet, every future was on the Jets.
Yeah.
With the Rodgers news as well. The other thing, staying in that city, Danny Dimes, they were going to get rid of him, and he couldn't play, and he was a big, major disappointment. He throws for 15 touchdowns. They make the playoffs. They play a fraud Minnesota team and win, and he gets $160 million. It's crazy.
I can't get over that.
He didn't even have a good year. He had 15 touchdown passes.
That stat right there is something I can't wrap my head around.
$160 million. It's a going rate.
It's a going rate.
Carr, no playoff wins. You see what he gets. Jones, okay year, $160 million. Geno Smith had played well for half a season.
Yeah.
It was a good story, but he really fell off late in the year. And he was a great, they take him to the playoffs, but he gets $100 million. I mean, this is lunacy.
So you can be around average or even maybe a little bit below average, and you're going to tie up that much, that big of a percentage of the team's salary cap. Danny Dimes got 4 for $1. And I know these contracts, they don't exactly play out like that. The going rate for a quarterback now is that much money? And Lamar Jackson has no interest in teams that are just like, now we're going to punt on the guy? What is happening? This is bizarro world.
You can get an MVP right now if you're Carolina or Atlanta. Change everything. Favorites to win that division. Yeah.
26 years old.
Right.
Now
45 and 16.
No, not us. Don't want the guy.
Didn't spend any money ever at the wide receiver position. I know, yeah. Nuts.
They were
Nuts.
Ready. Those teams were ready to go, though, yesterday. They were. Here's the press release.
Right, leak it to Rossini, whoever. Right?
Yep. As soon as they put the non-exclusive on him, we want it known that no interest on the guy. Okay. Up next, another loaded field this week for the Players' Championship. Indy Jeff Seeley will give us his best bets coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5 and win $150 in bonus bets if your team wins on a pregame money line. Download the app. Use the code VSiN when you sign up. It's that easy. VSiN, got to be 21. DraftKings.com for full details. Time for Jeff Seeley to talk golf, Players' Championship. Check out the Cutmaker podcast, cutmakerpod.com, for the plays and the podcast. Jeff Sherman from the Westgate is the guest this week, and Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter as well. A near miss on Hatton, but also it pays to bet those top 20s as well, as Hatton was right in the mix and almost had a chance to win as well. How you doing?
Doing great, fellas. Glad to be here. This is a fun week, and one of the best things about this week is most books are treating it like a lot of the majors, so we've got a variety of plays this week that a lot of times we don't see. Seen a lot more stuff on DraftKings this week, so should be a lot of fun both in betting and DFS.
Tell us about the legendary course.
Yeah, guys, TPC Sawgrass, as you said, one of the legendary courses on the PGA Tour with a notorious number 7 island green. This is not a long course, so this brings a lot of guys who may normally not be in the play squarely in play. We've seen long shots win here, 100, 200 to 1 plus. There's water everywhere. That's a great equalizer. So accuracy definitely outweighs distance this week. Scores are usually in the 12 to 13 to 1 range. Doesn't look like a ton of wind this week. So like Westgate's got a total of, you can bet over 13 and a half under. I would take the over on that. Ooh. I figure the winning score will be 14 or better this week.
Okay. The core plays, JT and Jason Day.
Yeah, Paul. So JT comes in at 20 to 1, and he really seems to be one of the forgotten studs these days. So we're getting the 20 to 21 Players' Champion, really what I consider to be a discount. I mean, his form has been solid with 2 top fives in the past couple of weeks, and I haven't seen anything that makes me think there are any issues. So getting a guy of this pedigree, this experience, former champion, I think is a great price on Justin Thomas. And there is nobody more popular this week than Jason Day. Everybody's talking about Jason Day. What could go wrong, right? I mean, it's Jason Day. What could possibly go wrong? I'm kidding. We all know we can go wrong with Jason Day, but he's popular for good reason. He's 30 to 1 now. His price has been dropping like a rock since opening in the mid-40s, and he'll easily be the most popular play in DFS this week, probably 35% owned in a lot of tournaments. But the case is really straightforward. Day has finished 10th, 9th, 5th, and 7th in his last 4 events, and has 2 top 10s here in his last 4 trips here. So I think the play really for Jason Day, for me, if you think, hey, I missed the bus on the 40-5-1, 40-1, whatever it is, you can find Day plus 250 top 10. Mm-hmm. That is a way I like to play him a lot.
Okay. How about some long shots then? Fill us in.
Yeah, guys. Keegan Bradley, another guy who's come down. He's been phenomenal. 10th, 20th, 2nd, and 3rd in his last 4 events, coupled with 2 finishes inside the top 7 here over the past 4 years, explain why Keegan Bradley has been dropping like a rock. He may not get the win. Obviously, 50 to 1 now would say he probably wouldn't, but I'd be surprised if he didn't finish inside the top 40. Some people are afraid to lay minus 150 for a top 40 play, but if you're going to do it, I think Keegan Bradley is a great guy to do it with. phenomenal history, great form, and just fits what Dean Bradley does really, really well. And my favorite of the long shots, guys, I love Keith Mitchell this week. He is sixth. Keith Mitchell is sixth in this field in tee to green over the past 24 rounds, and he's first in strokes gained off the tee. So he is ahead tee to green of guys like Max Homa, Xander Schauffele, Jason Day, and Justin Thomas, guys we just talked about. He is ahead of all of those guys tee to green and first in this field in strokes gained off the tee. He has two top fives in his last four events, and he finished 13th here last year. You can find Mitchell top 20 at plus 400. I would certainly look to see if you can find a market where you can get that with ties pay full odds. But anyway, you see it. I think Keith Mitchell 60-1 is worth a flyer, but plus 400, 4-1, and Keith Mitchell finished top 20. A play I really like a lot this week.
Jeff Seeley, our guest here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I've been on this show many, many times over the years, pretty much every week during the golf season. I'll ask you this, because as I've been betting golf more and more over the years, I treat it like any game on the board for that day, right? Like, I missed plus 4 points with Northern Kentucky the other night, so I didn't bet plus 3. They won the game outright. Okay, we'll move along. In golf, when I miss like the opening number, for example, like somebody opens up 48-1, and I think about it, I don't bet it, he comes down to 35-1. I'm going to punt on that. This is why I think what you have been stressing now over time makes a lot of sense, right? For example, Jason Day dropping like a rock. Keegan Bradley, pretty much the same thing. This is why you need to examine other markets, Jeff, like the top 10s, like the top 20s, like the top 40s. Those numbers will drop as well, but I mean, when you could have had a guy at 45-1 and now he's 30-1, to me, I got to say no to that.
But Mitch, you know, the other thing we talk about in this show too is, I mean, there's a ton of college hoops going on right now. And I know that you guys can find, anybody can find a college hoops game they like on the board, parlay a college game with Jason Day, parlay a college game with Keegan Bradley, and you just gave yourself an odds boost to, you know, 40-50-1. You can't do that everywhere, but you can do it where you're at Circa, for example.
Sure.
You can do it on DraftKings. So there are some places where you can find a place where you can. I think that's a great way to get an odds boost if you did miss a market.
Yeah, and that's another way that you've stressed now again over the weeks. You like to avoid the guys at the very top, like a Rahm and a McIlroy, but if you want them, that would be one way to approach it anyway.
You bet. Absolutely.
All right. Let's get, this is fun time now. Go time. The true bombs. Okay, you got three here. One, you got a guy you've done very well with in the past you can talk about in a second. Who the hell is Ben Martin?
Paul, Ben Martin is 300-1 to win this week. And again, your question should be, who the hell is Ben Martin? He's a 35-year-old PGA veteran who played at Clemson. He has one PGA Tour win 9 years ago. So why in the hell are we considering Ben Martin this week? Ben Martin has finished inside the top 30 in four of his last six events, including a fifth-place finish at the Honda Classic 2 weeks ago. He's gained at least two strokes ball striking in five of his last six events, and he's gained on strokes on putting in four of his last five. Turns out, if you strike the ball well and putt well, you're probably going to play well in a golf tournament. He's gained six strokes putting at the Honda just a few weeks ago, and he has the same surface this week as he will have at the Honda. You can find Ben Martin plus 275, op 40, guys. Almost 3-1 top 40. Fantastic play, especially if you can find a market where ties pay full, a.k.a. no dead heat. Like Ben Martin a lot. Just a couple bucks on the 300-1, but I like a lot. I think it's great value, plus 275 top 40.
All right. How about Webb Simpson?
Webb Simpson, guys, it's very rare. We talk about this all the time. Jeff Sherman sends out a handful of plays he makes early in the week to some of us, and Jeff gets better numbers than just about anybody. So it's rare when he tails you on a play. But this week, Jeff Sherman tailed me on Webb Simpson here. 200-1 for Webb Simpson, plus 160 top 40. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, longtime followers of mine know my affinity for Webb. And guys, I was watching on Sunday and watched Webb roll off 10 birdies. That was enough for me. His driver has been absolutely awful for the past 6 months, losing over two strokes to the field. But the good news, he won't need driver very often this week. The former Players Champion has found something with his wedges, gaining over three strokes on approach over his last three events. His putter got hot last week. And if that can carry over, we could see a repeat of 2018. In 2018, he actually lost strokes on approach, but his putter ran so hot that it carried him to victory at a huge number. We had Webb Simpson that week. It was amazing.
I recall that, actually. Then, I think that's the first time that we ever chatted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I had Webapalooza. That was a lot of 2K Chick-fil-A after that win. But and the last bomb this week, guys, is Sepp Straka, another guy who I always like. I like him again this week. He's 200-1 to win, plus 1400 to win finish, or excuse me, 14-1 top 10. And I think that's really, really interesting. My first comment is, if you're ever going to get a guy who has six top 10s, including two runner-ups and a top five in his last 17 events, you take a look. So in over a third of his events in the past 6 months, he's been top 10. One of those was the Tour Championship. How did he do here last year? He finished ninth. He's a bit of a streaky golfer, but when his short game is on, he is outstanding. And you can also find Sepp Straka plus 175 top 40, 14-1 top 10, plus 175 top 40. Both great looks in Sepp Straka.
It's funny you brought him up. I bet him at 225-1 for some pizza money earlier in the week.
All right. Bring it home at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, cutmakerpod.com. Jeff Sherman, the guest again, and get all the plays as well on Telegram. Great job, sir. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
There it is. Indy Jeff Seeley.
Big Colts fan. He told us during the break he does not want Bryce Young.
I don't blame him.
He wants C.J. Stroud.
All right.
So, a lot to get to yet in the final hour and 20 minutes of today's program. The college basketball slate today is massive. Numbers are on the move a little bit. NBA tonight as well with a big card coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Now we go. It's heating up. Three more bids handed out tonight in hoops. Big boys playing tonight. The conference tournaments. And all hell breaks loose tomorrow. BetRivers, the place to be. Going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive BetRivers Squares. Place a qualifying bet. You get a square on the house. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will run down some Power 6 conference tournament trends. You can find them on VSiN.com. They are very good. For example, underdogs in the opening round of this conference tournament are 12-1 ATS in the last 13 games. We'll tell you about that at the very top of the hour. We do have the NBA going on today as well. From last night, big win for the Lakers. They are currently the 9 seed now, Paulie, out west. I was watching the game live. Anthony Davis, who was awesome, what do you have, 22 rebounds last night? He left the game with a laceration at some point.
Yeah.
It was an accidental like punch, but man, he took one really good right off the nose. And he had it just immediately ballooned up, and blood was coming down big time. Obviously, he had to leave the game for a little while, but he came back, and I thought the Lakers were going to be a good play last night. Thought how that number was a little bizarre yesterday.
Well, all the issues with Memphis too, but
that was kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So now the 9 seed.
Big Anthony Davis has been awesome and good for him.
Yep.
And there's so much, you know, Barkley and Shaq call them street clothes and all the injuries and all the issues. And for the most part, they're right. Now, you make the massive trade and you did get a title in the bubble. But how scary is this team if he plays like this and you get LeBron back? Scary. I mean, he has been awesome at carrying this club. And again, the moves that Pelinka made, excellent. And they are live if they can get in here. And it's unfortunate because the 6th seed was, I think the 6th seed was going to happen. If LeBron doesn't get hurt, because there's so many games coming up. The other thing is now Sacramento is the 2 seed with the Memphis loss. And I don't know, someone might be, they might have a fall guy. I don't know. But with the CBA rules, if Ja Morant brought that gun on the team plane, he's out 50 games. Think about that. So why you feel the need to have protection and a gun when you're going on a Denver-LA road trip, Houston road trip. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But whose gun was it? If he walked on that plane with a gun and they find out, and that's 50 games, and that goes all the way back to the arena situation with Crittenden when they both had guns in the locker room and they threatened each other, and Stern says, I'm giving you, I think, I don't know what it was. It was a huge suspension.
Yeah.
And
yep.
he's walked in, he looked at Arenas. He goes, if you fight me on this, I'm taking your contract. So a little bit different between Silver and David Stern.
Yeah, I would say
that's something to watch too with Memphis. But in any event, this is wild with the standings and how it changes every night in the West, and the Lakers get the big win.
So currently we would have the Warriors right now are the 6. I mean, they deserve a lot of respect because of who they are and what they're the champs, by the way. And Curry is back. But man, oh man, you cannot deny the road record.
No, I can't. It's embarrassing.
I don't know how that just all of a sudden flips once the playoffs get here.
Yeah. You're right.
Maybe. But I mean, again, Draymond Green got pissed off, stopped playing last night. He was mad at Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
This team is just, it's a little broken right now.
Yeah.
And has been pretty much the entire year.
They have the same record as Dallas, 34-32. Minnesota's a half game back. So are the Clippers. Clippers have 1 win since they brought in Westbrook. And the T-Wolves schedule is brutal the rest of the way.
They're going to land in the play-in, are they not?
I would think so. Well, how tough their schedule is, right?
Yeah, they're a half a game back of Dallas and Golden State right now.
And it doesn't look good for New Orleans. And the other thing, Portland has a tough schedule as well. As Portland, New Orleans, OKC, all 31-34.
So with Portland now sliding a little bit, well, they've actually won 2 straight, but they're 4-6 in their last 10. And where you mentioned tied with Oklahoma City. They're on the road tonight playing against Boston. The Celtics are laying 10. Total is 231.5. Should Boston right now, current form, be laying 10 against a team like Portland?
No way. No way.
Can't
hang on to leads.
No.
And I don't watch every game, but maybe our friends in Nesson can go to bat for us as well or chime in. I mean, a lot of Celtic fans are upset with Mazzulla. I mean, like Derek White needs more minutes and not putting the right lineup out there
Derek White is so under the radar this year that he absolutely should be getting more playing time.
Got to be concerned what's going on in Boston. And DraftKings, who's going to get the 1 seed in the East? Milwaukee is now 320. Now, they have a brutal road trip coming up. To what you said earlier, why the Saturday loss was so big, this could have got to 25 games, this winning streak, blowing that big lead against Philly. But I don't know if you want to lay 320, though, because they go to Golden State, they go to Sacramento, and they go to Phoenix, and there's a back-to-back in there as well. So there's losses coming from Milwaukee. But then there's a lot to worry about, too, with Boston. You also can bet on who's going to have the most wins this year. The Bucks are minus 140. Denver is 2-1. Don't look now. Denver has the second best record in the league. They're a game behind Milwaukee.
Yep.
This
yep.
has come out of nowhere here with the Nuggets.
Well, because of the reason why they're gaining ground, too, is because of the Celtics' recent struggles.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a game tonight, too. I know that depending on what number you got last night in that Mavericks game against the Jazz, I think that closed, did you say 237 earlier? I saw 230. I saw 236. So that was the actual landing spot.
Yeah.
It was 236. This game's not going to go up tonight. It's a back-to-back. They play at the Pelicans. The total's 233.
Yeah.
Don't you think that number? I think that number honestly closes around 236 again tonight.
Oh, and the Hawks game should go over too. Hawks Wizards. I don't think you're going to get any stops Look at the Atlanta scores since they fired McMillan. 130, 128, 129, 111, 119, 116, 129, 127, 136, 119.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has been nuts.
And by the way, in that, I said this earlier in the week, I'd be looking around. I did look. I cannot find it anywhere. The player to lead the league in scoring this year.
Okay, yes.
I want to take a peek at the number on Damian Lillard, because that prop existed last year. I bet LeBron.
Yeah, that's
then,
right.
Then he wasn't qualified for enough games. He missed some games down the stretch. So at DraftKings, as we speak, Damian Lillard's player prop is 33.5 points tonight. It's been as high as 37.5 in recent games. So he had that 31-point triple-double at Detroit. Before that, he had 41, 33, 41. That's his March numbers. Go back to February. There's a 25. That was the game against Golden State where he was red hot. They had a huge lead, and they blew it, and they lost. He had 71 against Houston. That's going to inflate it for you. But 26, 39, 40, 38, 33. There's a 40, a 42 sprinkled in there going back all the way to the beginning of February. So his player prop numbers have been basically fluctuating between 33.5 and 37.5, depending on the opponent.
And for our listeners out there who grabbed Sacramento before the year to win the division, can they hang on? I don't know. But Phoenix was as high as $2 to win the division. There's 15, 18 games left. Sacramento's 2.5 up. Now, they do have 2 games left against each other. But this is wild if Sacramento can do this, because it'd be to think you'd be 400-1 to win the division. They're the 2 seed, and they have a 2.5 game lead. Phoenix might rattle off a 15-2 run to close here, though. But with 2 head-to-head, they get those wins, and then you have the tiebreaker. So what a story. And I tell you, Mike Brown has got to get it, right? $2, he's minus $2, coach of the year. That seems low.
I've had this conversation recently. Somebody who was looking for, our buddy Ian was looking for somebody to bet in that market. And he was saying, he asked me the question, what if the Kings don't win the division? And I said, I don't think it matters.
Right.
If they lose the Pacific by a game or 2 games,
sure,
he's still going to get coach of the year. When you look at, and I think people who vote pay attention to that stuff now. Our buddy Brian Mahoney brought that up.
What the
win total was, right? And they'll notice that they were 4. By the way, do you remember in baseball a couple years ago, the Giants were 85-1 to win their division?
Yeah.
And it was such a big story, and they got it done. That's nothing compared to the Kings. They were 400-1 to win that division. Upcoming schedule. The Knicks tomorrow night. Then they play at Phoenix. They come back home. They play Milwaukee. Then a 4-game road trip at the Bulls, at the Nets, at the Wizards, at the Jazz. They come back home, they get the Celtics, the Suns, the Jazz, the Wolves before they play at Portland twice in a row. So to close out the month of March, not exactly an easy stretch here for the Kings. But they keep winning games.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is you go on a 3-game losing streak, you're going to drop 3 or 4 seeds, you know, with how tight this is.
Yeah. Yep. And everybody anticipates the Suns you mentioned like a 15-1 stretch. It's 3 straight now since they brought in Durant. Offense has been very, very impressive. They get OKC tonight. They're huge favorites. They're laying 13 there. I mentioned the game against Sacramento after that. Then the Suns play at Golden State. Boy, that's tough, man. You want a difficult back-to-back? Next Monday, the Suns are at Golden State. The next night, they play Milwaukee for a 1-2 combo. Then there's a stretch later on this month where they play at Oklahoma City, at the Lakers, and at Sacramento, a 3-game stretch, which, that's not going to be chop liver either that they're going against. Up next year, follow the money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will run down Power 6 Conference Tournament trends. Underdogs in the opening round of this tournament are on a 12-1 ATS surge. Details coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. securities. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.